It's the Post for Wolves review. Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers with you. Having a conversation about a match which I think it bears a fair bit of conversation, but it's not... It never felt, Sean, like it was a priority for Liverpool. It doesn't feel as though it's intense, a matter of life and death, anything like that, this one. But also there's another line here, which is a little bit of, well, what else was he meant to do? You know, the Liverpool manager's got the things that he's got in front of him, the challenges that he's got in front of him, the opportunity that he's got in front of him. He's set up and picked a team that looks after what has to be his priority for the season. Almost certainly agrees with his gaffers, with the board, which is, you know, a title challenge is genuinely on the cards. Liverpool are 4 points clear, plus into the last 16 of the Champions League with what they'll feel is a winnable last 16 tie, home and away. Liverpool's priority was not the FA Cup.
Indeed, I suppose for anyone listening, by the way, we're not going to dissect the Wolves game. And even if we try, I'm sure me or Neil will correct the other one and make this fun. Because let's face it, no one really wants to go through an analysis of that last night. But I think some of the things that come out from it are really interesting. The agenda you've put down, I will do my best for once to stick to it because it's a really good agenda. And I looked at it and went, that looks like a really good show. Look. I think Liverpool fans, and especially obviously the really knowledgeable ones that listen to this show, are wise enough and experienced enough, especially from the Rafa years, to just turn themselves off about the normal media crap. You know, it's a show for another day. I can't understand why your Evertons, your Leicesters and people like that haven't taken the FA Cup and the League Cup a lot more serious over the years for the players, for the fans, for the prestige around the place, even for the manager's own CVs, to be fair. I've got no idea why they don't do that. If people in the, you know, the BBC and stuff like that, if they want teams like Liverpool to take to be able to put out full strength teams and really commit to it fully, then there's a whole different topic to be done about scheduling, about where you put it in, about the rewards of being in the tournament and